In light of yesterday's historic events, I was inspired to turn our attention to Tehillah Mizmor Kuf Lamed Hei, Psalm 135, which features Yerushalayim very prominently. But if we scratch under the surface, it's not merely the idea that God dwells in Yerushalayim, which is the climax of this particular Mizmor, but it really goes beyond that in terms of framing certain aspects of what God's presence in Yerushalayim represents. And these were the themes. Some people touched on them explicitly, others perhaps implicitly, others may not even be aware of the depth of the issue, but surely we are sensitized and are aware and hopefully appreciative of the momentous nature of yesterday's events as the political and spiritual spheres touched in a very unique way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hashem Adonai, hallelujah, Avdei Adonai. This is almost exactly the same formulation that we have in the Hallel that we recited this morning, but the inverse. There we have hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, hallelujah, Hashem Hashem. Here we have it in precisely the opposite order. First, blessed is the name of God, and then praised are the servants of God. She'omdim b'veit Adonai, Bechatzrot Beit Eloheinu, that stand in the house of God, of course, in the Mikdash, the temple that David dreamt of, in the courtyards of the house of the Lord, that is to say, not only in the most sanctified areas, but in the courtyards of the temple itself. So the Mizmor begins, just geographically speaking, with an emphasis on Mikdash, on the temple, and then spreading outwards from there. And that, of course, is the theme that will develop in terms of Yerushalayim, that it really is an extension of Kiddushat Mikdash, of the sanctity of the Beit HaMikdash itself. Hallelujah, ki tov Adonai, zamru li shmo ki na'im. Praised is the name of God, for He is good. Let us sing to His name, for it is pleasant to do so. Ki Yaakov bachar lo ya, Yisrael isgulato. Because God has chosen Jacob, Israel is His treasure. Of course, we're going to have Shavuot this coming Motzei Shabbat, and that's exactly what we're going to read on Sunday morning when we read the Aseret HaDibrot. Vitem li segula mikol ha'amim, Israel will be my treasure. So when we talk about the Mikdash and we talk about the courtyards of the Mikdash, it's inescapable that what we're also talking about is if we were privileged to be the nation that got to build the temple to the one true God, that that reflects the idea that we ourselves have been chosen. Ki ani adati ki gadol Adonai v'adoneinu mikol Elohim. God, our God, that we have a specific relationship with, is exalted over the entire earth. Kol asher chafetz Adonai asa b'shamayim v'aretz. Bayamim v'chol tomot, God does as He wishes in the heavens, in the earth, in the seas, and the depths below, at every level. The heavens, the earth, the seas, and the depths. Ma'alei nisim b'kteh ha'aretz, He brings forth the clouds from the edges. Birakim l'matar asa, as we heard just a few hours ago, when it rains. Of course, there's lightning and thunder as well. Motzei ruach me'otzotav, God sends forth powerful winds. But God is not only in control of the cosmos, but God is also in control of history. God dominates the nations of the world. And God, as we experienced in a visceral way yesterday, orchestrates the strings of history in ways that all of the pundits and all of the mathematicians and the data scientists can never predict. They're studying elections and they don't really know how it's going to work out. And God orchestrates all of these events. Shehika bechorei Mitzrayim yadam beberema, the firstborn of Egypt he smote. Shalachotodim uftim betochechim Mitzrayim befaro v'chol avodav. And it wasn't just the plague of the firstborn, but all of the makot, all of the plague. Shehika goyim rabim ve'arag melachim atzumim. And God smites very powerful nations and fearful and frightful kings. L'sichon melech ha'mori l'og melech ha'bashan. Ulechol mamlechot Canaan, the 31 kings of Canaan, and Sichon and Og as well, who the Jews conquered in Sefer Bamidbar, which we start reading this week, in the Transjordan. We read about that at the end of Parshat Chukat. V'natan artzam nachala nachala li Yisrael amo, and God who of course is master of the entire earth, LaShem Ha'aretz U'Mlo'ah, Tevel B'Yosheva, he saw fit to give this Nachala, the Nachala that once belonged to Sichon and to Og, these two, again, very fearsome Amorite kings, he gave their land to the Jewish people. Adonai Shimcha Li'olam, Adonai Zichrecha L'dor V'ador. Of course, the Mizmor began with this theme, Hallelu Etchem Hashem, praise it as the name of God. God, with the Shem Havaya, as we call it, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, the Hey, the particular name that we, the Jewish people, refer to God. This is His name forever. And this is the way that it will always be expressed, Hashem Zichrecha L'dor V'ador. And it's fascinating, because David HaMelech, of course, is echoing here the very words that God said to Moses before there ever was a Yitziat Mitzrayim in Exodus from Egypt, when Moshe wanted to know how he was going to communicate effectively and successfully and competently with the Jewish people. Ve'amru li ma shemo, Moshe says, they'll inquire of me of God, what is your name? Ma umar alehem, what should I say to them? And God says, Ehaya shlachani alechem, say that the one who is sent you, zeh shemi le'olam, v'zeh zichri le'dor dor, this is my name forever, this is the way that I will be expressed. And so the same God that took the Jewish people out of Egypt, the same God that granted the Jewish people great victories over Sichon and Og and the kings of Canaan, David HaMelech is saying, that same God dwells in the Mikdash, and we can say that same God continues to orchestrate the events of history in ways that defy human imagination, human prediction, human rationalization, human explanation. Ki adin Adonai amo ve'alav adav yitnecham, because God will avenge His nation and He will have compassion and console His faithful servants. Remember we said before, it's not just a question of Hallelu et Shem Hashem, but it's also Hallelu of Dei Hashem. Those who for so many years were faithful and loyal and servants of God, they were mocked by the world, they were persecuted by the world, they were slaughtered by the world, and yet they remained faithful Avadim to God. These are the same people that carried Jerusalem in their hearts for thousands of years, waiting for divine vindication. Atzabei Agoyim Kesef Zahav Maaseh Yedei Adam. The nations of the world worship creation of their own hands, idols of gold and silver. Pelahem V'lo Yedaberu. They may fashion a mouth for these idols, and yet they will not speak. Einayim Lahem V'lo Yiru. They may fashion eyes for these idols, and yet see they shall not. Osnayim Lahem V'lo Yazinu, ears, and yet they will not be capable of auditory processing. Af En Yeshruach B'fihem. They lack, these false gods, any spirit in their mouths. Of course, God, with His spirit, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmat Chayim, the life force, the vital force that God breathed into Adam, Yesh Ruach Befiv, Af Ein Yesh Ruach Befihem, these false gods are incapable of producing life. Kimohem, Yehuosehem, those who created them will be inert eventually, just like the false gods that they produce of wood and of gold and silver and bronze. Kol Asher Boteach Bahem, all those who are unfortunate enough to trust in them. Beit Yisrael, Barchu et Adonai. Beit Aharon, Barchu et Adonai. Beit Halevi, Barchu et Adonai. Yirei Adonai, Barchu et Adonai. The house of Israel will bless God. The house of Aharon, the Kohanim, will bless God. The tribe of Levi will bless God. And especially the Yirei Hashem. Those select few, even amongst the Jewish people, that were always steadfast in their faith. Baruch Adonai Mitzion, Shochein Yerushalayim, Hallelujah. Blessed is God from Zion, the God who dwells in Jerusalem. May the name of God be praised. Shochein Yerushalayim, Hallelujah. David HaMelech, though of course he did not live to see the Beit HaMikdash built, he of course knew that God's presence was dwelling in Yerushalayim. And so he said that God would be blessed from Zion, the God who was the God who is Shochein Yerushalayim. God who dwells in the city of Yerushalayim. The reason that Jerusalem is our capital is not for military reasons, it's not for political reasons, it's not for nationalist reasons, it's not for ideological reasons. The reason that Jerusalem is our capital is because it is HaMakom Asher Yivchar Adonai L'Shaken Shemo Sham. It's the place that God chose to rest His presence. As David felt and as David understood, that God is described as the Shochein Yerushalayim. And so, whether or not consciously, those who recognized the Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people yesterday sensed this, and some did, and perhaps some do not. For them it may be a matter of politics, it may be a matter of a sovereign nation, has the right to determine its own capital, which of course is true. But we approach it from a slightly different perspective. What makes Jerusalem the capital of the Jewish people is that it's the very seat of the presence of the Almighty. Shochein Yerushalayim, God who chose Yerushalayim, God who dwells in Yerushalayim. There could be no other capital for the Jewish people. For indeed, the very idea of the land of Israel altogether is to be in the place that God chose to make His presence felt. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota tamid anei Hashem Elokecha ba mereishit hashana ad acharit shana. If the land of Israel writ large is a place that God seeks out, the place that God chooses to make His presence felt, so of course, within that general place, specifically the place that God chooses to make His presence most felt, is of course Yerushalayim. He who is the Shochein Yerushalayim. And within Yerushalayim, it is the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit Hashem, the Chatzrot Beit Elokeinu, that David HaMelech wrote so beautifully about in the beginning of this psalm. And so, for us, the return to Yerushalayim is at the same time a return to the Almighty, to the Guardian of Israel. It's inseparable for us. Yerushalayim's significance draws exclusively from the fact that God chose to make His presence felt there. As the Pasuk says, as Avram recognized in the aftermath of the Akedah, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Adonai Yireh. Avram recognized that the place, Mount Moriah, of course, the place where the temple stood, not in Avram's lifetime, but many centuries and millennia later, Avram recognized that this is the place that God chose. God told Avraham, without signaling out the place, He says, Kachnas bincha silchidcha shrahavtes yitzchak v'lechecha l'eretz ha-moriyah v'yaleu sham li'ola al-achad ha-harim asher omar ilecha, one of the mountains that I will show to you. And indeed, Avraham, after 3 days of his journey, v'yaret ha-makom me'rachok, from a distance, he saw exactly that place. Rashi quotes the Midrash so beautifully. Ra'a anan kashur alahar. He saw a little cloud indicating the divine presence, the cloud which is always a symbol of divine presence, that was resting over that mountain. God chose the land of Israel, but more specifically, God chose Yerushalayim Hamakom, Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham. When the world comes to recognize the significance of Yerushalayim to the Jewish people, wittingly or unwittingly, the world is also recognizing the significance of the God of the Jewish people. Ki Yaakov bachar lo ya Yisrael liskulato. God has chosen Jacob, Israel, as His treasured nation. And so in recognizing Yerushalayim, inevitably, inescapably, and also unequivocally, what is being recognized is the God who has chosen to make His dwelling in Yerushalayim, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham, or, as David concluded this psalm, Baruch Adonai Mitzion, Shochein Yerushalayim, Hallelujah.